Ralph, can we just ask you, in 68, how was the race actually run? I mean, a lot of people, and Jared was talking to Dave earlier tonight, you know, about how can Peter actually win this? And we think that he's going to have to go out pretty hard and hold off some fast finishes. How was your race won and run and won in the end?
Well, I ran faster than Kiprigut.
Simple as that.
Basically, Kiprigut, it was a race between Kiprigut and myself.
Yep.
We'd beaten all the other competitors, and it was a two-man race, essentially. And Kiprigut ran one type of race, and he'd go out fast and try to run everyone into the ground. And I was a sit back and kicker. And the race turned out exactly as expected. Kiprigut went to the lead. I started very slowly because I was accused of breaking the first round. And so I wasn't going to break again, so I started very slowly. I was probably 30 metres behind the leader after 150 metres. But I had a race plan that said that at the bell lap, I want to be third or fourth on the outside of the field within reach of the leader. And I was exactly there. Kiprigut was leading, went through 50.98 seconds the first lap. At 300 metres, I moved up to second. And said to myself, okay, pal, it's between you and me now. And at that stage, I sort of had a feeling, why don't I go and try and pass Kiprigut, who was the press favourite. I was relatively unknown, although track and field, the Bible of the sport, thought I had a likely medalist and possible gold medalist, but the Australian press didn't really recognise that. So 300 metres ago, I moved to second. I was about 2 to 3 metres behind Kiprigut. And I said, okay, wait till you come into the final straight and then kick, which I did. And then coming into the final straight, I moved up level with him, next 30 to 40 metres, struggling to get past him. And about 50 metres ago, the elastic bands broke, and I broke contact with Kiprigut. And so the next 50 metres, I was yelling to myself, I've won it, across the line. And then you say, well, what happens next?